Alright, here we go. One, two.
Ryan became known for his unique use of vocal harmonies and incessant studio perfectionism. Early influences on his music included not only the Four Freshmen.
I came along when he broke your heart. That's when you need someone to help forget about him.
He later considered the Beatles.
I give you love with a brand new start. That's what you needed the most to set your broken heart free. I know he cried and he felt weak.
But when
I could, I give strength to you.
Following a nervous breakdown on board a flight,
I'm waiting for the day when you can.
Wilson stopped performing live with the Beach Boys in an effort to concentrate solely on songwriting and studio.
I kissed your lips when your face looked sad. It made me think about him. I kissed your lips,
Joseph Johnston, long-term.
But pretty soon I made you feel glad that you belong.
In late 65, and love began to show for a new album. As he began work on a new project, Wilson formed a temporary songwriting partner and lyricist Tony Allen. Wilson, who had recorded the album's instrumentation with the Wrecking Crew, then gathered with the Beach Boys to record vocal overdubs following their return from a tour of Japan. Upon hearing what Wilson had created for the first time in 1965, the group, particularly Mike Love, was somewhat critical of their leader's music. Wilson had still a considerable control within the group,
but that's all gone.
They eventually overcame their initial negative reaction, and the newly created music began to near completion. They thought it was too far out to do, you know? But then when it was all done, they liked it. They started liking it. The album was released May 16, 1966. Despite modest sales figures at the time, it has since become widely critically acclaimed, often being cited among the all-time greatest albums.
That I can sit around and let them
the group's name.
It is
that sounds